This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. One of the three pillars of things that I see liberals and leftists wanting to do to us is to, you know, first they want to ban guns. Second, they want to have single payer. Third, they want to have cap and trade. And to that end, I've discovered this writer who is very good about conveying the idea really, really quickly. So joining us again from American Thinker is Taylor Day. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. How's your week going so far?
Well, so far, you know, day two. it's good so far. I only got three left to go, I guess. Anyway. So you recently wrote an article about the climate scam. The climate change crisis racket, as you put it. What did you discover about the climate alarmists and what they're trying to do?
Well, they're very motivated by money. And you see how they all convene at these climate forums. They all show up in their private vehicles and their yachts and stuff. They're very motivated by money. They found a really easy way to shave more money off the middle class with very little work on their half. All they have to do is tell people the sky is falling and everyone opens up their pocketbook or thinks that the new taxes are, you know, a good thing, etc. So it really is a racket. I don't see a big difference between how liberals try to exploit the climate crisis than a 1920s mobster exploiting a local shop owner for money each month.
Tell everybody how climate credit works. When we're out here and we're talking about cap and trade and everything, tell them about, let's go with the first component of this, the purchasing of climate credit, which is
a permit that allows the holder of each certificate to emit what they call 1 ton of carbon emissions or CO2 emissions. And they're typically used by businesses that rely a lot on carbon emissions for whatever industry they're in. And states and governments all around the world are using them to kind of keep this net zero. So we tell them you can only emit so-and-so amount of carbon each year, but they'll buy these carbon credits from either businesses that are going green, and they're getting excess carbon credits for maybe planting 1 million trees when they're really planting 2 million trees because they need 1 million of them, but they'll get the credit for planting 1 million of them. Or very undeveloped nations, we're giving them certain carbon caps and we're allowing them to trade them to industry-heavy nations so that on paper, it's always net zero, that they're not emitting more CO2 than they should.
The supposition, though, is that they're buying the carbon credit. Who's getting the money for the carbon credit? It's going to a third party, but then it's going to whom?
Well, it's going to anyone who really invests in it. So 5 days ago, I learned that it's called ICE, Intercontinental Exchange, which handles the bulk of carbon credits now, is now available to trade on the New York Stock Exchange. So you can invest in it like any other stock. So really, the holders of these, and individuals can buy them too. There's nothing stopping you from investing in them.
I probably can't afford
them. Well, they're actually pretty, well, the ICE stock is around $93 per share, but back when it was that Chicago Credit Exchange, they the max was $7, and then they kind of folded since they went between 5 cents and 10 cents a share. That's when Al Gore stepped in and was like, hey, 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 you're ruining my really great investment here.
This is essentially where they're going, so if somebody has to go out and, okay, so we're talking about a furniture maker. Let's start. Let's say IKEA is making furniture here. Now, I had a coffee table from IKEA that cost like $35.
You had to do all the labor yourself, right?
Yeah, I had to put it together. had to put it together. But under a regime where carbon credit is having to be purchased in order to build that table. They're going to pass that price on to me. By what factor do you think that takes the price of the table and increases it?
Well, all the price is going to be absorbed by essentially the middle class. These businesses and individuals that invest in carbon credits, you know, these type of people don't get rich by absorbing the cost of anything. So they'll pass them on to you. So the carbon credit is worth roughly $36 to them. So whatever portion of that they use to manufacture the table will definitely be passed on to you.
So it could conceivably, as the price of carbon credit continues to go up, their cost of production is going to go up. They're still going to be basically polluting the same amount. This is not going to stop pollution.
No. And it's actually, you know, they're using this moral high ground to sell it to us all. You know, save the environment and whatnot. But it actually is having a really dire effect on undeveloped nations that, like Angola or Albania, that sell all of their carbon credits to places like the UK and France. And these governments aren't really known for their transparency. It's kind of corrupt, so money's not going to the Angolians or the Albanians either. And at the same time, they're being thwarted from developing their own countries because now they're limited in what they can emit, assuming that they're being honest about their carbon emissions in the first place.
Yeah, presuming that, but this is really just moving money and changing nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've made it so easy for them that, like, I can't even fault them for taking advantage of it. You know, all they had to do was tell us the world's ending in 12 years and we open up our wallet, or Al Gore 15 years, 20 years ago. So we're really... We've really let them get away with pure extortion, and it's kind of sad now that they've ran with that to the point that they're suggesting redoing entire economic models that I think if we were really concerned about climate change and temperature of the world going up 2 degrees Celsius, we'd be more worried about the research and development of agriculture or energy or whatever, but instead we're just charging them. It doesn't really make sense. And people are getting very rich on this. I mean, Al Gore has made a fortune by perpetuating this climate change, whether it's a hoax or not, just taking a small bit and making it very end of the world, like, you know, really taking advantage of how easily we are motivated by moral arguments, I guess.
Let me get you to hang on, if you would. We'll be right back talking to writer Taylor Day from American Thinker. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Taylor Day from American Thinker. Recently, interestingly enough, about American Thinker, you wrote an article about them being blacklisted.
Yeah, by Google.
First things I want you to do now, I want you to breathe. You don't need to be nervous here. You're amongst friends, and believe me, if anybody gives you any stuff, well, I'll deal with that for you.
Yeah, you're a great guy to have in my phone.
So tell me about what happened with American Thinker and Goggle. What did Google do?
Goggle. They recently, the 2,000 documents were leaked by a whistleblower, Verahaz, and part of that was showing sites that they were blacklisting from their search results. So essentially, they were manually interfering with what people are naturally clicking on that raises them on search results to kind of stuff them to the bottom of the list. American Thinker was one of them. Some other ones, Red State, Louder with Crowder. I mean, these are not really conspiracy theory sites, not really super edgy or extreme, you know, so it comes to show that Google had a huge bias against just any conservative views at this point. Or anything that made themselves look bad. They only have three sites that were considered liberal-leaning, like Occupy Democrats, which notoriously make liberals look kind of stupid. So I think that's why they were blacklisting them as well.
So what... I mean, Google has been being called out on the carpet and everything. How bad is this? Do you have any data as to how this has hurt American Thinker? Because American Thinker is one of my go-to destinations. What have we found out as far as way it's hurting their search?
Well, American Thinker mostly gets their traffic from readers like you that go directly to the site. As far as search results, it takes up a good portion, and social media even less so. But they're fighting. Not only do they have this decrease in traffic due to Google's tampering, but they also put the ad rates for them. It's kind of really shady business practices. I know that there's a lot of people who are looking into antitrust things. For at least the past couple of years, and certain documents will be added to that. So hopefully this is something that gets remedied before the 2020 elections, or it could have very, very dire consequences. Dr. Epstein, I don't know if you remember, he testified in front of Congress. Ted Cruz was grilling him back when they were asking him about this bias against conservatives. And Dr. Epstein, Robert Epstein, he's a very liberal guy. He votes Democrat and stuff, but even he noticed that depending on where Google was manually putting search results could have an effect on undecided voters. And he suggested from his years of research, a lot smarter than I am, but that 2.6 million voters were influenced to vote for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 primary.
Yeah.
And he suggests that if nothing changes, that number could be as high as 15 million in 2020. People, you know, I got a lot of flack for that article. They're like, oh, well, if you're still using Google, that's your fault. But, I mean, Google is responsible for 80% of worldwide searches. This isn't something that you just be like, ha, you use DuckDuckGo and it's all good. I mean, honestly, they kind of have the monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah, if I don't know how good DuckDuckGo is, I've never used. I use Google. You know, I use Google.
Yeah, me too.
I've got a YouTube channel that's been demonetized.
Yeah.
Because I do videos about guns. Ooh, and I can't even. I've bought non-licensed music licenses, and then they find out that I'm putting it on a gun video, and they yank the license
after you've already bought it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've already posted the video, so then I have a copyright strike on not a strike, but I have a copyright claim on the video, which is fine because it's not monetized.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean,
they're going to get a chunk of $0. Yeah.
So
it is pretty messed up. A lot of big names have been demonetized, and even, you know, they're so crazy with it. I remember about a year or so ago, Philip DeFranco got demonetized for even slightly alluding to a conservative point, and he's not conservative by any means. And I mean, you see that in the climate scientist groups now, too. A recent list came out by Nature.com that listed all these, quote, contrarians to science, and they're not even against climate change. You know, these are people who have been in that science community for decades now, and they're being blacklisted because they may not agree with one or two points or parts of the economic model regarding climate change or whatever it is. It's just the way to discredit people, and it's kind of frightening that we're giving really small hives of groups that much power, you know, to influence worldwide regulations regarding carbon, or whether it's that much influence in our own elections here in America.
Right. When we come back, I've looked at two of your articles, and they're interesting, and I don't know if you've ever made the correlation to it, but back in February, you wrote about Juicy Smollett, which I call him Juicy.
Was my claim to fame. I was the first writer to call it a hoax, you know.
Yeah. But you were writing about the presumption of innocence that he got, even in the face of the fact that he went out and bought all the stuff and wrote checks to the guys to do all this stuff. And he still is entitled to the presumption of innocence. But then you later on, here recently, you've written a article about the red flag orders, which I think we've already discussed. But let's take a look at those two things, because I know that's running around your head. And let's compare the demand for the presumption of innocence with the absolute snatching of due process when we get back, if we can.
Sure.
Taylor is a writer at AmericanThinker.com. It's T-A-Y-L-O-R, Day, D-A-Y. And she's good. She's good at what she does. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have to tell you that it is a mental problem, and I've said it 100 times. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger. These are sick people, and it is also that kind of a problem.
The president making those comments on Tuesday at the White House while meeting with his Romanian counterpart after the two mass murders left more than 30 people dead. President Trump has said he would support a background check bill, but has not provided many details. The growing tensions in the Middle East were the focus of a meeting at the UN Security Council as leaders expressed their concern over the growing situation getting worse. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Many countries fail to honor their people's basic human rights, and radical Islamist terrorists and their financial benefactors are looking for new weaknesses to exploit. And of course, The Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxies continue to foment terror and unrest in Iraq.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is from Loverboy, back when Mike Reno was young and thin. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Taylor Day from American Thinker. You did a, like I said up before, you did a piece on Juicy. Juicy was, everybody wants Juicy to, they're demanding due process for him. And at the same time, you've looked at the red flag orders. When you're looking at these two things, why do you think the left is willing to extend due process to a fraudster and not to people that haven't broken the law?
Because his story was beneficial to people and policymakers on the left. You see right after Cory Booker and Kamala Harris used it to push their anti-lynching legislation, which, I mean, if we're honest, even if Smollett was telling the truth, what happened to him wasn't a lynching by any definition. So they were able to use it to further their narrative. But at the same time, they don't extend that to anyone else. I mean, Kavanaugh got dragged in the Senate hearing. And nobody presumed he was innocent, although, you know, he was. So, it's obviously used when it's beneficial to them and discarded when it's not.
So is it, I mean, surely when, like, okay, I'm going to presume when you're writing a piece that you're you're looking for whatever the truth is out there, and then you write about the truth. So when you look at the truth of the matter with this, where it is obviously a skewed set of criteria where, oh, you're on the left, well, you get all the due process you need, you get all of this, you get all of that, and of course, you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. Whereas with Kavanaugh, and he's a very good example, Kavanaugh's a good example. I mean, he took the, you're probably too young to remember when Robert Bork went before the Senate Judiciary Committee to try to be confirmed on the Supreme Court. But I mean, what they did to Kavanaugh made Bork's day look like a day at Romper Room.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was no presumption of innocence there. As a matter of fact, I guess the premise was, this guy's been a judge, he's sat on all these things, and yet he's a rapist. And has been a rapist since he was in, high school or wherever all this stuff started. He's managed to go through life, and
well,
then he managed
time,
to quit.
Yeah. At the time, Me Too was really popular in the social conversation. So I think that's why they went with sex crimes. Whereas if Kavanaugh was being confronted today, you know, being sworn in today, they'd probably go with the white nationalist angle. Because you don't really need, a ton of proof to paint someone as a white nationalist on something you just say and then assume that they are without having to support that position. And as far as people like Smollett and just social justice warriors in general, they build their entire careers on this political activism. And so, I mean, he was, you know, when it didn't manifest for him in his real life, he like went out and created it, you know. And there were other things. After Trump got elected, we had a huge rash of these fake hate crime hoaxes. And Smollett smeared one close to me in Massachusetts where they say, oh, well, yeah, I lied about being attacked by two MAGA hat wearing thugs, but I did it to raise awareness to issues going on.
So fraud is okay if you're being woke.
Yeah, if you're part of the woke crew, I guess you get away with anything.
So when you're looking and turning over the stones and everything, do you ever accidentally find, do you ever see where they're like, oh, okay, well, here's a conservative they gave due process to, so it's not all that bad. Do you ever stumble across that or non-existent?
Well, in my recent article, I looked at a lot of conservative views on climate change, at least, and it's not as cut and dry as, you know, people try to make it seem like the liberals are very for this climate change crisis and conservatives are really against it. A lot of conservatives do actually subscribe to some form of climate change, but they're more concerned with the competition over resources being finite than, you know, rising tides or whatever. But as far as the presumption of innocence, I mean, we didn't really get Smollett a lot of it either, but I mean, it was shady anyway. And we're not the court, you know, pop culture or whatever. We didn't immediately bring him in front of Senate hearings to make him testify for 6 hours. So I just think there's a different set of rules in today's culture when it comes to conservatives and liberal rhetorics and, you know, needs and stuff.
Well, I see that. It's very, very apparent that that is the way. What I don't, the hard part for me to fathom is that they are very open about it, and they don't even seem to be sheepish about the fact that they're so, the slant is in, if you will, the corruption, the fix is in. They don't even seem like they're uncomfortable thinking about that. Which it used to be there used to be a lie or a little bit of a subterfuge, and now there's nothing.
Yeah, total nauseating spin on literally everything. I think a lot of that is just we've painted modern conservatives, and I think historically they've always done it to some degree, but just as evil, white supremacists, racist bigots, homophobes, whatever derogatory you've used, they've successfully painted that so that people who aren't necessarily super involved in politics in their daily lives, like, eat it up. And it's easy for them to be like, they're evil. Everyone who's on the right is evil. And painting them like that is really dangerous. Then you get away with whatever you want. Yeah, you can riot in the streets after your candidate loses an election. You can just fear-monger until the sun sets. You can cheat in elections or whatever, and it's okay because you're fighting this bigger evil. They, like, are able to justify it a little bit. And the GOP in general doesn't really have a defense for that. I think there's some concerns with looking like the good guy in the face of all this.
I want to ask you about that. That's an interesting point. I want to ask you about that when we get back. But let me try to direct some people to some of your stuff you wrote before we go into this next break. Taylor Day writes at a website called AmericanThinker.com. And if you search for her, and she's fairly prolific. If you search for her under Taylor Day, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Day, D-A-Y, you're going to see some very, very good articles that are all still pertinent right now this minute. So go check her out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Franklin Armory is the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line. They are the home of Providence. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Taylor Day of American Thinker, and she was making this point about the Republicans and the GOP and everybody else. Your point is that they want to look like the good guys.
Yeah, and that really is their Achilles heel.
Well, I know you've written about that as well, so we can certainly segue into that. But this idea that's like pie in the sky, that the media is going to think they're the good guys.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with the media so controlled by people who are very against conservatives, or at least they think that it's the winning narrative. I think they will be disappointed in 2020 when they realize that it's not. But GOP really lets them get away with inciting all types of hysteria, whether it's over mass shooting or racial tensions in America or even climate change. I mean, I don't think they could sell it to us if they didn't make this end-of-the-world scenario, you know? And AOC was really loud about that with her Green New Deal and how the world is going to end in 12 years or 11 years and so on. You know, we should really hold her to that timeline because we didn't really do that to Al Gore. But they really capitalized on this idea that humans have always had this idea of the end of the world coming, where evil takes over, whether, you know, Christian Bible has the book of Revelations, or, I mean, we just always had them. And they really absolve themselves of the damage that causes. When you called me yesterday and you said something about climate change, I was like, well, how does this really relate to guns or gun control? And so I realized that this apocalyptic language they use really does have an effect. Garrett Lerner, the 2011 Tustin shooter, he was obsessed with the 2012 Mayan apocalypse end of the world theory. And
right.
The El Paso shooter, he his manifesto contains some climate change, environmental language, you know. I don't want to give away my age, really, but I was in my formative years when Y2K hysteria was going on.
It's okay.
And I had this one teacher that went really nuts with it. She made it sound like planes were going to fall out of the sky and nuclear missiles were going to launch themselves as soon as the clock hit 12. And was just an adult for me. Even my dad, he didn't really buy into Y2K, but I remember celebrating that New Year's Eve in the basement. So I think humans have always kind of, now we're getting to the philosophical, but they've always kind of needed this end-of-the-world scenario, whatever it is, because then we can collectively face mortality instead of doing it on an individual level. Because we did it on an individual level, I think we would be more concerned with the things that are actually killing us, like disease and famine. So we're letting liberals really control that and dictate to us, and just having really wide sweeping effects, you know, their Green New Deal or whatever their proposals are on climate are really economic models that go against American values. And they've made it such a moral prerogative that the GOP finds it hard to argue with that. If you're like, hey, I'm a little skeptic of this, they just paint you as a climate denier and you want the world to end in wildfire or, you know, coastline to get swarmed underwater and you hate spotted owls or whatever it is, you know.
Do you remember Deepwater Horizon? The oil spill in the Gulf?
I do, yeah, and they're still, I think, cleaning that up a little bit.
No, Deepwater, well, I mean, maybe on the shoreline, but Deepwater Horizon had all of this oil offshore, and then a hurricane came in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was more oil coming out of the floor of the ocean daily anyway than Deepwater Horizon ever, than that spill ever managed to pump out of there. But that oil got dissipated by that hurricane.
Okay.
And so the idea that man can put something into place that nature can't handle is sort of funny. Even, you know, even with all of that, we hear all the time about the debris coming from Japan after that earthquake. Well, how much of that did we ever see? And I've heard about the big island of plastic that's out there in the middle of the ocean. And how can we never see that, though? I mean, I'm sure it's out there to some degree. I have no doubt about it. But everything they ever get out there and talk about when it comes to climate change never comes true.
No, and you did an interesting thing. Because when something goes right with the climate, when the ozone layer, ozone hole, whatever, starts closing, regardless that the chemicals that supposedly caused it are more prevalent, or that under Greenland ice caps is actually a lush forest, so obviously they've melted at some point, or the bee population is coming back. You never hear, you know, you never really hear that, you know, but if the bees die, wow, it's the end of the world epidemic, which, I mean, let's be honest, they get too much credit for pollination anyway. But, yeah, so they focus on very small things, and they do this because it works, I guess. I mean, we're letting them shave us for money regarding economic things, whether it's the cap and trade or the carbon tax or whatever, or enforcing us on a global scale when we're in the Paris Accord. They really, really capitalize on this. We're making a lot of people very rich by assuming things are a lot worse than they really are.
Right. The you came up, you found a figure of what single payer and climate change would cost based upon what they're putting for. What was that figure you came up with in your climate change?
$180 trillion. Now that's all their proposals, right? So that's Jillian's reparations for Black Americans. That's their That's just all their proposals. They want to spend more money than we could ever print. And I don't know if they're doing that as a strategy. I'm sure promising free stuff to people works on some level, but it's not realistic.
But, I mean, if they get out there and they manage to get a percentage of that, that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, and not only that, but they've expanded control now. Now they control our healthcare. Now the government controls resources, which is historically never a good thing. I mean, Soviet Union, Venezuela, Yugoslavia, they can all tell you when the government controls resources, something really bad is about to happen.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time, but I mean, with healthcare, when they control healthcare, they're controlling our life.
Yeah.
Just ask the parents of Charlie Gard about how that worked out. They control your life when they control your health care. So that's why I call it the three pillars of what they want. Because if they could manage to get all the guns gone, which is a pipe dream, and if they could manage to get climate change, if they got single payer, we're basically slaves.
So. Yeah, the government needs control. That's their whole purpose. You don't get into politics if you don't want power. And if you don't, you're not a politician for very long.
Nope.
So we really put too much faith into them and their moral arguments when they're pretty corrupt themselves.
Before we run out of time, you can find Taylor's work at AmericanThinker.com. That is a wealth of information there, and Taylor is a fine contributor to that. Maybe we ought to make you the political correspondent of Lock and Load. Do you think about whether that's something you'd like to be? Because you dot the I's and cross the T's for me, so I do appreciate that. That's quite helpful of you. Thank you for joining me, and I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a great night.
You too. Coming up next, the student of the gun, Paul Markle, comes back to Lock and Load. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.